Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Tell us, Mary, what did you see on the way? I saw the glory of the risen Christ. I saw his empty tomb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb, weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw the two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Christ had been. And he said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they lay him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you lay him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can imagine how moving was Mary Magdalene. She met Jesus. She was frustrated because when he came to the tomb, it was open and nobody was inside. She went back to tell the apostles Jesus was not in the tomb. When he came for the tomb and found no one, and did return home. But Mary Magdalene remained there. And this time, Jesus appeared to her. She has the heart for Jesus. Jesus has the heart for her. So they meet one another. But then Jesus asked her to tell the apostles that he is going to the Father. That's why we can say Mary Magdalene is the apostles for the apostles. She is great because her humility, because her readiness to serve. Let us learn from Mary Magdalene to love Jesus intimately, follow him no matter what situation. Even at times we cannot find him, we know that through experience of Mary Magdalene, Jesus will appear to us one day. So keep this faith. Jesus is not far from us, although we can't see him, but he's there. Ask Jesus to give us this faith, to believe, to trust. His presence is forever within us. Jesus is close to us. Let's tell him that we love him, that we want to follow him, no matter what situation will be. Let's ask Mary Magdalene to pray for us, to give us the strength. No matter what situation, just wait and see the presence of Jesus in all the situations.